the Skit Guys Podcast, starring Tommy Woodard and Eddie James. And now, your two favorite department store mannequin impersonators, the Skit Guys.
Oh boy. Well, hey, podience, how are you? And if you're just joining our podcast or checking us out and you're wondering what a podience person is, well, it's a part of our life. We do life with these people. They're our podience members. So welcome, podience members. Welcome to those people that are just checking us out. The Don Pardo voice guy said, Tommy and Eddie, I do have some sad news for all of you that are checking it out, going, oh, there's a bald guy and there's a cute guy. So, that's what people say anyway. So the cute guy isn't here. So you just got the bald guy today. So he's getting his wisdom teeth out after all these years. After 29 years of having those in his mouth, he's finally getting them out. That was a joke. He's not 29. Anywho, so you got me today, and what I thought I would do, for those of you who are new, and for those of you who just like to reminisce in the good stuff, I thought we'd put together, with our great crew, with our great team, we put together some of the best of our podcasts. So we're going to go through some of those to give you a little listen, what we're about, and maybe that can kind of make you laugh. Maybe this could be one of your all-time favorites. You put it in your playlist when you're working out. This could be that thing when you're feeling low, like, who's on my side? Yeah, you can say God's on my side, but who else? I need someone else. Well, this podcast could be on your side. Maybe you feel very lonely and you're going, I have nobody. Well, now you have this podcast, and that could be a very, very good thing. So let's get right into it. We've picked some best ofs. Our great and talented Knox McCoy, who's our lead writer and the producer, one of the producers of the podcast, he picked us some stuff out. So I'm going to go through these because I think they're pretty good as well. We have, that kind of sound like David Letterman. He never knew what the top 10 lists were at all. He just would read them. He would read them on the spot. Like around 98 or 99, you realized he doesn't know these. He has no clue what these are, because you can tell by his response either he's laughing or like, oh, okay, all right, okay, yeah, not a good one. So I'm gonna look at these as we go, but I they're good. So the first one is podcast 16, and it's where Stevie and Danny take over. These, as we got started doing our thing live on stage, we tried to emulate Saturday Night Live in so many different ways, but to copy Saturday Night Live just wasn't good because people were paying us money. So we tried to come up with characters that people could relate to, people could get behind, and so we created Stevie and Danny. Stevie talked like this. He had a lisp, or, you know, he had a retainer in his mouth, and Danny was going through puberty all the time. So these were two characters that worked very well for us. With this podcast, Stevie and Danny, they took over the entire episode. So it's like no Tommy and Eddie, just them doing their thing. And I love these characters because they're so lovable. They're so innocent. And I think that's what really comes through as far as attributes of these two. They took over the podcast. They were running the show. Take a listen.
Tested one, two, tested.
Dude, we totally did it. This is awesome.
This is so great. Hey, podience.
Yo, what's up, my potty yaddy audience?
Hey, my name is Danny Lankford.
Yo, and I'm Stevie Stevenson.
Hey.
Ciao.
We just took over the Skit Guys podcast.
Yeah, because they're morons.
We're so happy. This is so cool.
This is awesome.
No, wait, Stevie.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think they're going to find out that we took over their podcast?
Dude, they don't ever check them. They probably don't even listen to them.
Okay.
They're pretty much two steps above an idiot, so who cares?
Okay, that's cool. That's really cool. Okay, so we're on the Skit Guys podcast.
Yo!
But what do they always talk about?
Well, there's
TV shows.
TV shows.
Okay,
TV
okay.
Shows.
Let's talk about our TV shows.
Yeah. They always talk about stuff like Lost.
Yeah, American Idol.
Yeah, all of those commercialized shows.
Right.
You
they
know.
Don't know what classics are, do they?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Like Star Trek, all of them.
Dude, Star Trek is awesome.
Deep Space Nine.
Dude,
yeah.
I am so pumped about the new Star Trek movie coming
out.
Yeah,
I guess so.
No, it's going to be awesome,
it's not
man.
As good as
dude,
real thing.
Siler is going to be playing Spock.
Siler? Yeah. Snyder.
Yeah, from Heroes.
Oh, I mean, Heroes, watched... yeah.
Whoa.
My mom won't let
you don't
me
watch Heroes?
That. No, my mom won't let me watch it. Well, I want to, but she won't let me watch it.
What? Are you Amish?
No. My mom, I watch a lot of Home Improvement reruns sometimes. That's about it.
You mean like the Home Improvement channel?
No, like Home Improvement, Tim the Toolman Taylor. And sometimes I get to watch, you know, like Star Wars, Clone Wars, and that kind of stuff. But, you know, those are still classics. They're classics.
So you like Tool Time?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, Wilson gives some good wisdom and stuff. You know, it's a good show.
You know, I mean, I guess it's true. I mean, you know, the truth is I've seen it too. You know, my grandpa watches it, and I'll watch it when I'm over there with him, you know. And, like, I would say that the Taylor family.
Yeah.
I mean, there's you know, there's comparisons to the, you know, the Vanderwoodson family.
Who?
You know.
Who's the Vanderwoodson family? Who's that? I don't even know who that is. Who's that?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, who's the Vanderwoodsons?
Nothing.
I will Google it.
Okay, fine. It's on Gossip Girl. It's the main family on Gossip Girl.
What?
Yes.
You watch Gossip Girl?
Okay, so maybe I do.
Your mom lets you watch Gossip Girl.
She doesn't know.
On the CW?
And what she doesn't know won't hurt
her. I am totally telling Miss Stevenson.
Dude.
I'm totally telling her.
Why?
It's not fair.
Dude.
No.
I'll tell your mom that you ate candy last Saturday after 6 p.m.
Don't.
I will.
Stop. Why are you like this?
You started it.
Gossip Girl.
Candy eater. It was chocolate, too.
It was good.
It's dark chocolate.
It was good. Well, it's good for your heart.
You got a rash, too,
well,
didn't
I
you?
I did. Yeah, all over my body.
It's worth it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I got to stay home and watch a Home Improvement marathon, so it was okay.
Yeah.
Gossip Girl?
Stop it. Just move on, man. Right. Golly.
Okay.
Clone Wars. I love Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's
cool. It's
awesome. Show. I watch Smallville.
Smallville's awesome.
It's cool because he's Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Superman rocks.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another point.
What?
I rock.
Yeah, I guess so.
I should wear a uniform with a giant S on it for Stevie Stevenson.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, What do they do? Oh, drama tips. Let's give some drama tips.
Yeah, I got some real drama tips, not that garbage they put out.
Yeah, I mean, okay. If you're going to do church drama, we know a little bit. We've been in some skits, you know?
Hello.
Yeah, we've done some stuff.
My first role in the church drama was the baby Jesus.
Oh, you played the baby Jesus?
Yes.
You any good?
Hello. I'm Stevie Stevenson.
All right. I was just asking.
Yeah, I was awesome, man. They wanted to use me the next year, but I was too big.
You know, probably some great drama tips for churches is, you know, when you're up there, go ahead and overact.
Oh, gosh,
Because if you're in a church, there's a lot of old people.
That's right. Yeah. And they can't see very well.
Oh, they can't hear.
That's true.
So talk loud and overact.
And like, when you're making a gesture,
like,
make your arms really big.
Really big, because they can't see in the back.
And don't mess around.
What do you think?
The thing about the skit guys I don't care for.
Yeah.
It's like, they'll do a whole skit.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wait a second, I didn't hear Jesus at
all.
Or I didn't hear them ask me if I wanted Jesus.
Right.
I mean, when you're doing a skit in church, jump right in.
You get to the main point real quick.
The best thing, like, best opening line of any church skit is, have you found Jesus?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. You ready?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, have you found Jesus?
Oh, I like that. It's simple. It's to the point. It doesn't waste time.
No, I mean, because you need more time for preaching.
Yeah, because the skit guys are what? They like 12 minutes of skit. Hello?
Dude, hello.
Have you listened to their podcast? We're like an hour long.
I know of dribble. An hour long of dribble.
I could watch three Home Improvement shows without commercials for the amount of time they do one podcast.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But I keep subscribing.
Yeah, I guess so.
The next thing that we, as elements that we try to put in our podcasts, are friendship flashbacks. And these were just really things where we talked about our friendship. Now, the thing you got to know about Tommy, if you're getting to know who we are and you're becoming part of our audience, is he can't remember Jack. Like, there is nothing. And if there was a buddy named Jack, he would not know who he is. So the only way I remain relevant in Tommy's life is because I'm in front of his face almost daily. So he has no memory of anything. I am his memory. Like, I will be saying, hey, remember that gig we did like when we were when I was a senior in high school and you were a freshman in college? No. Well, it was a really great gig and he remembers nothing. So I become his memory. And so many of these friendship flashbacks is me reminiscing and him going, I remember kind of a millisecond of that. But they are ways that we always say this wherever we go live. We kind of have a question and answer time, and people always ask us what's the main thing about Skid Guys. And bottom line, if it all falls away today, it is the friendship. Nothing takes place of that friendship. That is what you got to fight for, even in the realm that we are in today, after so many years since high school. So it is a thing you fight for, and these friendship flashbacks are just that beautiful reminder of what it's really all about. And hopefully you have friends in your life that are like that, you know? Proverbs 13:20 says, "He who walks with wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." I really do think there is a, Proverbs 17:17, there is an iron sharpens iron, so one friend sharpens another. I hope as we've gotten older, we've become more wise. And these friendship flashbacks are just a good reminder of the growth. And I hope you have people in your life that sharpen you, that you look at and you go, yes, they make me better. They make me more wise than I was. It's the 5% of things that you wouldn't tell a person unless they're your really, really great friends. You can talk about everything and then you go, okay, tell me the 5% that you didn't say. That 5% that you were holding on to, what's that? And usually that's the tough stuff, that's the hard stuff, but that's the stuff that makes you better in the end. Hopefully you have those 5% type friends. Tommy is that to me and I'm that to him. We tell the 5%, even if it's ugly and tough. Listen to this friendship flashback and hopefully you can get a taste of what it's been like over almost 25 years.
Right. But this is our friendship flashback.
So this is what we like to call friendship flashback.
It's all right. Make that echo. Yeah. Okay, friendship flashback. We would work at a radio station when we were in you were a freshman in college. I was a senior in high school.
I had thought about it. That kind of goes along with the friendship flashback, what I just did. Yeah, I was a freshman in college, and yeah. You were a senior in high school. And we worked at 97.7 FM KKLR.
KKLR, and which only had, what, 25 listeners, probably?
Yes.
Old people.
Mostly.
Yeah. But
we didn't even get our friends to listen to
We were cutting edge.
The 70s, 80s, and today.
Yes.
No, that wouldn't be right.
60s, 70s, 80s.
70s and today, which was the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we convinced the engineer or the director.
No, the program director.
Program director.
Yeah.
To give us a Friday night slot. We gave up our Friday nights, didn't we? Was it Friday night or Saturday night?
Yeah, because we had, my docket was full.
Of dates. And we'd do a call-in request show. But our friends would listen to that.
So basically it was either we go to the movies together
or we do a radio show. Yeah, and so we'd have people call in and request their songs.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Who was the program director?
Dave Martin. Yeah.
He was nice.
And I was a teenager and I was making $13 an hour.
Yeah, you were raking it in.
Dude, that was incredible.
It wasn't such a big deal for me because I was a year older.
Yeah. Going from Food World cutting carrots to that was huge.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
And it was a radio station.
It was a house.
Old house.
Yeah.
And where we worked was basically in the garage that had been converted into a studio.
Yeah. And what was cool was because it was a radio station, quote unquote, theaters would send movie tickets. You know, hey, we got 2 tickets to give away, you know.
Yeah, but we wouldn't give them away.
We would go see those movies. That's right. We saw so many movies for free. Oh,
and
man.
This was back in the old days when you were working reel to reel. Like, they don't even do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's all digital.
Cards and reel to reel, and you'd have to splice the reels. It was cool. That was real.
But isn't it still the same on radio stations where, like, at the first of the hour, 15.
At the first of the hour. Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to say it. You have to say it at the top of the hour. You have to say, you know.
The call name.
Yeah, every hour. You should have to say that. You know, it's 10 o'clock at 97.7 FM KKLR.
So that's never changed.
That's part of the FCC rule regulations, yeah.
And the commercial breaks around 15, 30, and 45, aren't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So your song sets.
Well, if you look at it, it's almost the same as TV.
Oh. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's actually more like 10 or 12 and then 20-something and then the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
And then you've got like 40-ish and then about 10 till.
Man, we'd play records, and if that needle skipped a record, or if you went to the restroom and you thought I had a song, and then you're listening to it, you know, and you're on the pod or something, all of a sudden you hear this, you couldn't run fast enough. Oh.
You know, I came back from doing – I was an intern at a church, and I worked at the radio station. And I went and did camp for a week, and I was supposed to come back Friday night and go straight to work at the radio station.
So, get there at 10 and do the whole night shift?
Either 10 to 2 or – no, at that point it was midnight to 6.
Midnight to 6.
So I did a week of camp. And then drove straight to the radio station, started working at midnight, right? Playing the music. I'm just dog tired.
Yeah.
And so around 3 a.m.
Ooh, the witching hour.
Yeah. I put on a song called Alice's Restaurant Massacre. No. It was
Arlo Guthrie? Massacre.
I think that's who it was. Yeah.
Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah. You can get
anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
18-minute song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's forever long.
Yeah. Your alarm.
I fell asleep. Yeah. I totally fell asleep. And no, I didn't set my alarm. I didn't have an alarm to set. And so
That would have been the thing.
I know, but I didn't have one.
Take a nap and then set it for like 14 minutes.
I'm not really a forward thinker. So I fell asleep. I woke up when the disc jockey that was going to relieve me came in at like 5:45.
So there was dead air.
Dead air from about 3:45 to 5:45. I hear the front door open, and like I pop up and hit a button to start a song. And he walks in. He's like, "Hey, is everything cool?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I thinking back, I had to have sleep marks on the side of my face,
drool on the table.
And he's like, "I just drove in from Moore's, like a 30-minute drive, and there was nothing on the radio the whole time." And I'm like, "Hey, I don't know. There was music playing here."
Dude, you totally lied.
Oh, yeah.
You totally lied.
He probably looked over and saw there was an album spinning in the deal.
Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah.
Arlo Guthrie.
It was awful.
Well, okay, do you remember all those great memories?
Oh.
We got to do some incredible stuff.
And here's the thing, it was a call-in show, right?
On Friday nights that we did?
Friday night call-in show.
Yeah.
And realistically, nobody would call in. Like, half the time, we were making up the stuff.
We had some friends call in.
Yeah, one or two.
But it was an hour-long show.
Yeah. It's not like we're like, oh, we didn't get to all of them. The other thing that I remember about being there is it was a very small studio. I mean, really, it was made for one person, but we were both in there.
Dude, and you would toot all the time. And your toots stink.
That's really not the reason I brought that up. I was expressing a memory.
Well, I am telling you a friendship flashback memory that, I mean,
you would always get mad.
I would, because you would toot all the time.
I mean, angry. Like a guy would be like, oh, dude.
No.
Not like that. You're like, stop it, Tom. Stop that. You would,
yes, I would, because you would do it more than any.
Stop it.
It was like you had this.
Why do you do that?
You had a toot valve that would not shut off.
Oh, what is that gonna do?
Dude.
Just sit there and be uncomfortable all the time.
Okay, Tommy, your toots since high school have this smell, and it's not like a normal toot smell.
Oh,
they're like you have your own aroma, and you have it still to this day, but you just don't.
Yours still smell like roses.
It doesn't. Okay,
it's like you're in
that little room. Right. Okay, that microphone had that foam. Mouthpiece thing on it, you know, to help.
Yes.
What's that thing called?
A windscreen.
Okay. Yeah. That windscreen smelled like your toots.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Like smoke.
No, it smelled like your toots.
Because 9 out of 10 of the disc jockeys smoked in there.
Smoking Tommy Toot. That's what it smelled like. And I had to, you know it's true. You know it's true.
Tom, you're saying it smelled like smoking Tommy Toot.
One element of our podcast is we do characters. Now, I will say this. I do maybe four characters. Tommy does 57 And so with that, there's always this thing that Tommy live on stage and even on these podcasts, what you'll start to learn is that he's just great at voices. You know, when we're standing in line, signing autographs and taking pictures, and I love it because little kids will be like, you do so many voices. You do so many voices. And that's one of my voices. I can do country. I can do, there's only four. So, but kids are mesmerized by the voices. And how did you learn to do voices? And he started doing voices when he was a kid. And, you know, just that thing. And it became, and now it's part of his job. So he's so great at it. I remember Billy Crystal talking about one of those actor studio things who, you know, Billy Crystal was sitting there and that guy, Charles Lipton, that weird guy with the glasses and the slunched hunchback. And it's like, if God were real, what would he say? And but one of the questions was, who do you marvel at? What inspires you? Oh, I could do five voices. Charles Lipton, James Lipton. But he said Robin Williams. Billy Crystal said Robin Williams. Robin Williams is my best friend. He's quicker than I will ever be. He's faster on the draw than I will ever be. When we're on stage together, I don't even know what's going to come out of his mouth. And it's always hilarious. Even while we're in the midst of doing a skit or something on stage live, I'm doing the words, but I'm also thinking, where did that come from? How did he do that? And so I marvel at him. And when I heard Billy Crystal say that, I thought, oh, that's how I feel about my best buddy. He will always be quicker than me, funnier than me. I will be on stage. And most of the time, it's a genuine laugh because where did that come from? Because it's so funny. So we create these characters that we do. And like I said, I can do five now. And one of them is Tom Brokaw, because Tom Brokaw is just, isn't it? Because he just slurs his words like this. And he talks about the greatest generation. So we did a podcast and there was a element in it where I did Tom Brokaw and I'm interviewing Sly Stallone and Tommy's doing Sly Stallone. You know, Tom Brokaw and Sly Stallone, they sound a lot alike. So, so take a listen to this as Tom Brokaw interviews Sly Stallone.
Good evening, everybody. This is Tom Brokaw, NBC News. Special thing for you today. We have Sylvester Stallone with us in the studio to talk about his new movie. Hello, Sylvester. How are you, Sly?
I'm good.
Well, welcome to NBC News. I'm Tom Brokaw. Sylvester, tell me a little bit about this great movie that's coming out. You've done Rocky, you've done Rambo, and now what is this movie you're doing now?
It's over the top.
I'm sure it's over the top. I'm sure we're going to love it. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. But Sylvester, tell us the name of the movie and a little synopsis.
It's over the top.
I can't agree with you more. Sylvester, that's what you do, is you produce over-the-top movies like Throw Mama from the Train. Was that you? Wait, no, that wasn't you. Mama's Got a Gun. What was that movie that you did with the Golden Girl woman? What was that movie called that you did?
With Estelle Getty?
Yes, with Estelle Getty. What was that movie?
We're not talking about that movie. We're talking about Over the Top. Stop or I'll shoot.
No.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah.
A classic over-the-top movie coming from you. You also did Rhinestone with Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I was proud of that. I got to sing in that one.
Yeah. So all your movies are over the top.
Lords of Flatbush. When I was much younger with Henry Winkler.
Which was a very good movie.
It was over the top.
It was very over the top and a promising film career for you, Tom Brokaw, NBC News. Sly, tell me.
Yeah.
What is the movie about, if we were to go see it this weekend?
It's about getting your fist over the top. See, when you...
I'm sorry.
There's a whole world of arm wrestlers. And you want to try to get your fist over the top.
So it's an
And in the process, there's a wonderful young man who plays my son in the movie I'm trying to win him. I'm trying to be a dad who's over the top.
So it's a story of redemption through...
You're kind of giddy tonight.
Of arm wrestling. Is that what I'm getting from you, Tom Brokaw, NBC News?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Basically.
A little bit like Courtship of Eddie's Father, the television show with Bill Bixby.
With more violence. And arm wrestling.
A little bit maybe like Empire Strikes Back, where Darth Vader realizes that Luke Skywalker is indeed his father. But
I don't know at this point in time that he's figured it out. I'd have to go back on a timeline and see if that movie's come out yet. He really didn't buy into it until Empire Strikes Back.
I see. Well, I'm excited to see this movie, Sylvester. I think you have a very promising career ahead of you for decades to come. We'll be hearing more of Sylvester Stallone in the future.
And I believe you have a future of becoming the voice of the greatest generation and then quietly fading into nothing.
Your lips to God's ears. This is Tom Brokaw. We'll be back after these announcements from your local broadcast
station. Hey, who's that over there? Yo, Adrian!
NBC News.
That's my friend Adrian.
One of my favorite podcasts is the Year 2035 podcast, Podcast 23. This is where we play old men, and we do it, I think we do it throughout the whole podcast. I think we're these old men in 2035. It was fun to do. It was just different. It was out of the box. It's one of my favorites. And when we go places and we do stand in these lines and we do have audience members, this is one that gets brought up over and over and over, that when we're old men in the year 2035, there's a bit in there where we keep talking about the Pico T incident. I can do six characters. I can do an old man. So we talk about the Pico incident, this incident that happened and it revolved around Pico T. Funny. Again, it's just us ad-libbing. Hope you like it. Year 2035.
I would download that song.
It's a good song.
Do you remember Downloads?
Yes.
Do you remember remember Prince?
Remember the internet?
I remember the internet.
The wide, wide world of web.
Oh, boy. Boy.
Well, the incident.
The incident. Whatever happened to Prince?
Well, he just kept shrinking. He got smaller and smaller until one day he was stepped on by a squirrel.
I guess his song, I Would Die For You, really happened.
Die for you.
Digga, 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 digga. And Rocky the squirrel stepped on him.
Apparently so.
You can't do voices. Save your voices for the show now, Thomas.
Right.
Save your voices for the show. So there we were, 2016, the Friendship Flashback, and we were there. We were with Louis Giglio and Chris Tomlin.
That's right.
They were still going strong.
They were.
And Mark Driscoll, I think, was there.
Yeah.
And that guy with the glasses that always talks about Greek stuff.
Harry Carey.
No, he was dead by then.
Oh.
Robert Bell. You remember Robert Bell?
Oh, yes.
Did those Noomba videos.
Yes. Yes.
There we were. There we were, all in that lobby. Do you remember that?
That
hotel lobby. And
I was confused.
Why were you confused?
Well, the three men that you mentioned, minus Mr. Tomlin.
Yes.
The three men that you mentioned, I only understand about half of what they say. So I was confused.
Well, they weren't really talking a whole lot.
There was Robert Bell arguing in some Hebrew word.
Right.
About
what to do with the blanket.
Louis Giglio, who kept talking about some kind of thing in space.
How to blanket the world.
Shaped like a carpet, shaped like the cross.
Right.
Mark Bell just kept cursing at them.
Mark
I didn't
Driscoll?
Understand.
Yes. You're right. Blankets. It just made me tired.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to take a nap.
I was confused.
Even back then.
So the hover car comes around.
The hover car. That's right. And there wasn't enough room for the skit guys. And Tomlin looks at us and he says, "Do you want me to wait for another hovercraft?"
And I said, "No.
Go with your friends.
You're big time.
Go with your friends.
You'll go on, big man.
So they went on to fill the stadiums of people, and we went to our show.
Which was in a
in Branson.
In Branson.
Who would have known?
I didn't see it coming at all.
Almost 15 years later.
Chris Tomlin wrote a song about that incident. Sold a billion copies. How did he do that?
Well, it was downloads before the internet.
That's true. No, there was no internet then. That was after the incident.
Ah, we just weren't smart. Me on Who Wants to Be a Billionaire?
Huh?
I mean, we just never... Plinkos?
Plinkos? Who saw that coming? I stocked up on gold. Then the incident happened. That wasn't worth anything.
Well, it's hard when Glenn Beck keeps telling you to buy gold.
Oh, man. What happened to Glenn Beck?
Oh, boy. He exploded. He combusted. Do you remember that? He was on a show.
Bloodshot out of his eyes.
He was crying, and then all of a sudden he was just gone.
That was it.
Do you remember that? And no one knew what to do on that show, on the Fox show.
That's right.
They were just gone.
Yeah.
And then the producer walked on the screen and was like, "Where did he go?" We all wanted to know where he was.
That's all he said. Where did he go?
And he never came back.
No.
He was so irate, he just combusted.
Boom.
Boom.
No more.
I'll be darned.
Then the incident began.
That was the first stages of the incident.
That's true.
Oh, boy. Thomas, we've had a good life, huh?
It's been an excellent life.
Here's a question for you, Thomas.
I have an answer for you.
Why do you sound Jewish and I sound like Jack Lemmon?
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
How did our voices change like that?
Last but not least is this little phenomenon. We get more emails, we get more people talking about this podcast, and it really just came out of thin air, and it's Happy Nature Fun Time. We started talking, and it really became this thing about, oh, the leaves are so great, and we have had so many of our audience members say, hey, I listen to you when I'm walking to class, I'm working out. And so I think we just started doing this thing of where whatever you're doing right now, where just hopefully you're enjoying the fall. And Tommy started singing Happy Nature Fun Time. Happy. I mean, it's just beautiful, brilliant. Again, where that stuff comes out of his brain, I don't know. And if you asked him, because he has no long-term memory, he could not tell you either. So this is the quintessential moment when it all came together for Happy Nature Fun Time. We've had people do the song and videotape it and send it to us. We've had buttons, Happy Nature Fun Time buttons. This thing became like our little, like when you see Jimmy Kimmel do something or that other guy on Jimmy Fallon, when they do something and it just kind of takes off. This became one of those things in our little world where it just took off. Happy Nature Fun Time. It went viral. I'm old. I live in 2035. I didn't even know the word viral. So this went viral for us. And when you listen to Happy Nature Fun Time, when you listen to this, it really was just us riffing, us just talking, us just doing what we would do in a car driving to a gig. We just start, and we've done it since we were in high school. We just start talking and doing voices and laughing. And this is one of those friendship moments. If this could be a friendship flashback in itself, because it really was just, what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about this. And it's a great tribute to our friendship as we just created something. So as you listen to Happy Nature Fun Time, hopefully this will lift your spirits. Take a listen.
So, you know, Tommy, yes. Since it is our Thanksgiving episode here.
It is.
What do we want to tell the people? What do we want to tell the audience? How can we help them this Thanksgiving as they're getting in planes, as they're watching the leaves turn different colors? What is going to get them in the mood for Thanksgiving?
I think we should tell them.
Yes, yes.
On that first Thanksgiving morning, when the pilgrims met new friends, they had no idea that the Indians were scared it would be the end. But the pilgrim...
Wait. It sounds like you're about to go, the Candyman can, the Candyman can.
No,
He wasn't
take
there.
A turkey.
No, no. Stuff it with some cornbread.
Indian and pilgrims can.
No,
the
no.
Indian and pilgrims can.
No, I gotta start. No, okay. It goes. Okay. On that first, it does. I do kind of sound like Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka, don't I?
Kind of.
Okay, it's go going higher, and we're going up, and what we did. Okay, it goes like this. I'll change the tune a little.
Okay.
On that first Thanksgiving morning, when the pilgrims made new friends.
Now you just sound like Tum Tum Tigger from Cat.
Okay, hold on, hold on. On that first Thanksgiving morning, yeah, when okay. the pilgrims made new friends. Oh, now it sounds like a guy who can't sing, singing a song.
Or,
okay.
Or Joel Grey from Broadway.
Okay, hold on, hold on. On that first Thanksgiving morning, when the pilgrims made new friends, they had no idea that the Indians thought it would be the end. But they shook hands with their friends and gave them several new diseases. But we still celebrate the fact that we now live in this great land.
Oh, oh.
And we
hey,
look,
Lake Greenwood, if you're listening, write it down.
And we look out of our windows and see the colors that are hewn. I don't really know what hewn. I don't really know what it means, but I think it's a good song for color and stuff. The colors okay. that are hewn, and the trees, they wave their branches as the leaves fall to the ground.
Uh-huh.
And we hear all of God nature singing yes. this lovely, pretty sound.
What does it say?
Happy nature, fun time. As the leaves fall to the ground. Happy nature, fun time. It's a lovely, lovely sound. The trees reach up to heaven and they wave their crazy branches. And the dogs sit down and watch, sitting on their haunches. Happy nature, fun time.
Happy nature, fun time.
Happy nature, fun time.
Oh, let's try to harmonize happy nature, fun time.
Oh,
okay.
That's awesome because you
happy
have
nature,
no pitch.
Happy nature, fun time.
Oh, sorry, go again. Go again.
Happy nature, fun time.
Well, Podience members and potential Podience members, that is a trip down memory lane. Love what we get to do as skit guys. Thank you for doing life with us. Keep in mind Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. As you go through that this week and you experience happy nature, fun time, I hope you have a friend that sharpens you and challenges you and makes you better than you were the day before and isn't afraid to tell you that 5%. If not, I want to encourage you to pray for that friend. Two are better than one. Tom Skit Guys is a perfect example because they have a good return for the work. We are here because of you guys. We are here because you bought into us. We're here because you listen to us. You go to our shows. You buy our videos, you watch our stuff, you pass it on. So thank you for that. Hope you have a great week. I'm Eddie. Oh, he's really gone. Okay, there wasn't the, and I'm Tommy. Okay. Okay, well, you guys have a good day. You guys can go to iTunes and, respond on that little, give us a rating thing. You know, rate us, tell us how you like the podcast. That would be really great. And I hope you have a friend you can talk to this week, because apparently I don't. So, bye, you guys. See you later.
The Skit Guys podcast is brought to you by SkitGuys.com, where you can always watch their videos for free and peruse all things Skit Guys. Tune in next week for another thrilling episode of The Skit Guys podcast. Until then, live long and lie prostrate.
I can't live. Why? This hurts so bad. More than wisdom teeth. More than wisdom teeth, I tell you.